With the Christmas holiday, the Tennessee game seems like a month ago. So rather than look back at it, let's look ahead to the Viking game, and that means Adrian Peterson. You know, the greater the player, the more important the fundamentals. Let's power up the iPad and take a look. This is Peterson's 82-yard run against the Packers, and I can tell you, first of all, nobody on the line of scrimmage gets driven off the ball, and that's a good thing. And what the Packers have dialed up is a predetermined charge to the inside by Eric Walden, and A.J. Hawk scraping off outside to take care of that area. Snap the ball, and you can see Walden heading inside, and Hawk about to step to the outside. Now we're going to take it right up to where Peterson gets to the line of scrimmage, and the Packers are looking in pretty good shape. We got contain right here, got a man to the inside, and a man ready to make the tackle. Every coach in America teaches when tackling at an angle, get your head across the bow. We are talking getting your head in front of the ball carrier and not behind. Doesn't happen, results not good, but the Packers have another chance to get ahead across the bow. And MD Jennings strikes a heck of a blow, but it's a glancing blow because it's on the side and not in front. And now Adrian Peterson is off to the races. Like we said at the top, the greater the player, the more important the fundamentals. Now Peterson needs 208 yards to break the NFL's all-time rushing record. I know it is the season for giving, but with 210 yards in the first meeting, the Packers have already given at the office. Larry McCarron, Packers.com.